Message number 93. If you find it difficult to pray. Tuesday, May 24, 2011 at 18:00. My dearly beloved daughter, I am happy today that so much work has been done to impart my most holy word to the world through your work. You must never feel that you are not doing enough because of the amount of people who reject these messages. For those of my children who do not accept my word now, they will in time. Then they will be hungry to hear my voice. Stay focused on me now. Don't be led astray by those who pour scorn on these messages. Never be discouraged for those who are listening to my word now or in fact spreading the truth to others out of their love for me. Conversion is a difficult challenge in a world so blind to the truth of eternal life. Perseverance is needed for with the help of the Holy Spirit whose power is being felt now everywhere all around the world my children will eventually come back to me but not all. For those who would prefer the artificial comforts offered to them through the deceiver they will find it very difficult to reject the life they lead. Pray for all of your family and friends now so that you can all unite in your love for me during the warning. For if you will accept this event as your route to freedom you will be rewarded with my great mercy. Prayer is not easy. Prayer is not easy for many of my children who find the recital of long prayers repetitive and a little boring. If this is the way you pray and you are struggling, then just sit down quietly and communicate with me in silence. Simply reflect on my life on earth. Remind yourself of the time I spent there and the lessons of love I gave to all of you. That's enough. Let yourself become quiet of mind and I will sit with you in contemplation. I walk with everyone. I am present every minute of the day no matter what you are doing. I am never far away. Remember that I am your crutch in life. Lean on me. Ask for my support with sincerity and I will hear your call. I never refuse your request if it is according to my holy will. However, when you ask for favor which are designed to bequeath you with worldly excesses, know that I will never bestow these. For I can never give you gifts which I know are bad for your soul. My gifts are given so that I can bring you closer to my heart, for when that happens you will want for nothing more. Your loving and devoted Savior, Jesus Christ.